Hello again, everybody. Donna back with you. Today, I'm going to give you one of my secret advanced techniques. Ooh, good stuff. Okay, this is one of the secret advanced techniques that you'll learn in this module. Now, this was such an eye-opener to me, and it really impacted my performance on stage. This module has a very close connection to the E-wave, as we're going to connect with the energy of individuals. Now, remember, I've told you earlier on, the most important thing is to keep building the layers. We're going to layer our impact as a performer, our impact as an MC, our impact as a DJ, whatever line of entertainment you're in, we are building the layers. So this is one of the most important layers. Doesn't matter which way you layer the layers, that's totally up to you. But this is one of the layers that definitely has to be in there. Want to know how to engage the audience at 100% level? Involve everybody? Okay, basically there are three different kinds of people out there in the audience. So what we're going to do now is understand them. We're going to learn how to connect with them, and then we're going to learn how to direct them to what we want them to do. We're going to dissect and understand the audience so we can harness their energy, and this is what's going to connect you with them. So basically, you're going to rope them in, and this is how you're going to move their energy to a higher level. Now, many people don't understand this, and they don't know how to engage the three different types of people. So what, first of all, are the three different types of people? Is it male, female, and everything else in between? Okay, yes, it is, of course. But at the same time, it doesn't matter who you are actually also going to fall into one of these categories. And we do overlap a bit as well, but we tend to have a dominant category. So what I'm talking about are the VACs. V stands for visual, A stands for auditory, and K stands for kinesthetic. Now, you've probably heard of this, but how does it apply to entertainment? Well, as an MC or entertainer, you have to understand the individual's modality in the audience. In other words, what these people are inclined towards. So I'm going to break it up for you and describe what a V is like, an A is like, and a K is like. So first of all, let's look at the Vs. V stands for the visuals. Okay, the visuals in your audience. These are the people that are moved by sight, anything that they can see. Visuals are the kind of people that like to look, observe what's happening. So, for example, if you've got a projector and a screen, visuals will be very, very happy because they're moved by images, fascinated by anything that moves on stage that they can watch. Demonstrations where props are involved. They are moved by sight. So the point here is, for the visuals in the audience, if you want to engage them, you have to be the one who gets their attention visually, or else what will happen is they'll be distracted by any other visuals they see in the room. And if it's not you that is keeping their attention, you're going to lose them, because if something else is more interesting visually to them, then their attention will go there. So to fully engage the visuals in your audience, you're going to use anything and everything you can that will create a nice visual. As I mentioned, projecting great visuals up onto a screen. If you have a projector and screen, this is a fabulous way. If you're also a live feed, you are being projected up onto the screen. This is great. But not every event has projector and screen, so you're going to want to bring along as many props as you can. Your costumes also play a part in this. Hair, makeup, dressing, hats, anything. Also, when you get people up on stage, you're going to want to do demonstrations, visual demonstrations. This is how you're going to keep the visual people, attentive by using interesting visuals so they don't lose interest and get distracted and look somewhere else. Now, let's move on to the A's. The A in the VAX, as I mentioned earlier, stands for the auditory people. Now, auditory people in the audience, these are the ones who are more inclined to listening to what you say. These are the people that when they concentrate, they will close their eyes so that they can focus, listen to you better. They're going to hang on your every word. So when you use those pacing statements, like the 3+1, which I gave you earlier, and there'll still be many more modules to come on this kind of module as well, you can easily move the auditory people. They pay attention to your voice, the energy you have in your voice. And a point to note too about the auditories is if your voice is not clear or if there's something wrong with the sound, too loud, too soft, too irritating, it's muffled, you're going to lose the auditories as well. They will check out, and I can tell you guys, these will be the first people to complain about the sound. The auditory people can really be impacted with great music choices. You can move the auditories with, you know, all kinds of fabulous music and sound effects. Coming up, there's going to be another great module on music selection, and this is going to blow your minds away, guys, but not for today. Let's just get back to the auditories. They will check out on you, as I said, if you cannot be heard properly, if there's something wrong with your voice or your delivery is really mundane and boring, or if what you say makes them switch off. Auditories are the ones that will also have a tendency to yell out things. They're not afraid to speak up. They're not afraid to answer you back. And auditories can even be, you know, your fun hecklers as well. So if you want to engage your auditories, you are going to want to have good music selection, clear, clean, crisp vocals. You're going to want to use a lot of energy in your voice. You want to have sound effects, and you want to listen to these people when they talk to you from the audience. Otherwise, these guys will check out. Now let's look at the K in the VAX. K stands for kinesthetics. So what are the kinesthetics? Kinesthetics are your touchy, feely type of people. These are the people that have got itchy fingers. Given a choice, the kinesthetics like to sit on the outskirts of the ballroom, the circumference of the ballroom, closest to the exit. They'd rather sit on the outside than the inside because these people never want to feel trapped. The kinesthetics are movers. They are the ones that like to stand up, walk around. They've got to touch things. They've got to be on the move. So if you put props that circulate around into the audience, these are the people that are going to be the first that want to come up and touch your props. If you walk out into the audience and you come up close and personal, the kinesthetics will be the first ones standing up, getting their cameras out, taking a picture with you, touching your outfit. They are the ones that want to be in the moment, live in the moment, for the moment, feel the moment. The kinesthetics are also the ones that love to be involved through movement and touch. Kinesthetics are the ones that have to be the center of the action. So the more action you have, the more times you ask them to do something by touching something or moving or some kind of action, wow, the kinesthetics are going to be really involved. Kinesthetics also tend to have a tendency to love the party whistles and blowers, the hand clappers. They're going to be picking them up, blowing, making noise. So remember, the kinesthetics are the ones who love to be engaged with anything they can touch, they can lay their hands on, action, mass dances. Any way that you can engage them with something physical. Now, if you've got nothing for the kinesthetics, these are the audience members who are going to be getting up, walking around, chit-chatting with other people, interrupting you, causing a disturbance, and they really will not be interested in you. You are boring them stiff. They can also impact other people so much that the rest of your audience get distracted, or else, if they're not like that, they will just be the ones that are always walking in and out, going for a toilet break, or, you know, if they smoke, going out for a cigarette, or just getting up and moving around, looking for more action, maybe trying to get more drinks outside, or forming a little pack. The kinesthetics are very common to form a little pack of their own little merry band of kinesthetics outside the ballroom, because you're not engaging them, and this is how they have checked out. So let me give you an example that engages all the modalities. One of this would be if you were to put an image up on a video screen, project it up on the screen, and you lift your arm up and you point to the screen. So there's some action there, and you say, "Look," and walk toward that video screen. Well, this is going to engage all the VAKs, because for the visuals, you've put an image up on the screen. For the auditories, you are saying, "Look," and the auditories will open up their eyes and look at whatever it is up on the screen. They'll look at what you're doing. And for the kinesthetics, you are pointing and you're moving towards that screen, so the kinesthetics are seeing some form of action there. Now, is one modality better than the other? No, of course not. And in fact, we all have a little bit, as I said, of each modality in us. However, we will lean more towards either being a V, an A, or a K. Once I really understood these different modalities of people, then when I started designing programs for events, it was very, very different. I make sure that I recognize all the different modalities, and whatever I plan, I try to engage them to the max. And since I've been doing this, it's had a tremendous impact on my shows and the way people enjoy them. So if you're wondering why you're losing your audience or they're checking out, then you need to rethink how to plan a program that engages everyone. And as I said, guys, if you want to move the audience's energy higher and higher throughout the event, then you're going to have to balance your engagement of all the VAKs, the visuals, the auditories, and the kinesthetics. So a point to note here, if you talk too much, you're going to switch off the visuals and the kinesthetics. If it's all boring visuals, PowerPoint slides, then the auditories and the kinesthetics are going to check out here. If it's just action, 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 then the visuals and the auditories, eventually they're going to check out just to get some rest. The kinesthetics are going to love you. They'll be following you around like little puppy dogs, but everybody else needs a rest. So when you're planning your program, balance it, and balance it well so that it encompasses involvement for all the different modalities. And if you do that, I can promise you, you'll engage everybody. They'll start to hang on your performance, and when you take that energy up a notch, up a notch, up a notch, everybody will gladly follow with you. And that's how you can move the crowd at the end of the night to a fantastic climax. Engaging your audience means you're actually elevating people's heartbeats slowly, step by step. Anything that gets people's hearts racing moves energy. The blood starts pumping faster, the brain starts working quicker, more oxygen intake to the brain, and they're going to start feeling energized, as opposed to the opposite. When you don't engage the VAKs, Everybody starts going brain dead. Blood starts to slow down. No oxygen supply to the brain. And eventually, people are so bored stiff that they just check out. And they may even physically fall asleep on you. Okay, so the key points here are, key point number one, understand the vax and the different modalities of your audience. Key point number two, you can engage your audience 100%. Point number three, we have a percentage of every vac in us, but we will gravitate more towards one or the other. And point number four, key point number four, you have the ability to move the audience's energy higher and higher when you tap into their vax. So let's look at the action steps for this module. Action step number one, first of all, guys, to understand the audience's modality, I want you to identify your own key modality. Are you a V, an A, or a K? Why? Because if you know what you're more inclined to, for you to go into that mode when you are performing is much easier for you. And that means you're going to have to work on the two other modes to engage the audience 100%. Now you may actually be basing your whole performance on only your style of modality, your strongest strength. So you are going to have to identify your strength, and you're going to have to work on the other areas that you will definitely be weaker in. Action step number two, find ways to work on your weaker modalities and then start to implement them into your performances. And action step number three, plan your games and activities on stage properly. Think about them deeply so that you can engage every modality to the max. Now, just a word of caution here. Once you've got the hang of the modalities, let's say you are doing something for the kinesthetics, and they'll be going wild, they'll be having fun. What can happen is they actually take over. So it's very important to keep your engagement of one modality balanced. Equal, short, sharp, and snappy with each modality. Don't worry, you're not killing off the enthusiasm of the V's here. You know what you're doing? You are allowing them to hunger for more. And they'll feel so happy anyway that you've even validated them and engaged them in some way. They'll be waiting with bated breath for their next chance. Now, this is something you really have to be careful of, because it's very easy to be sucked in to the people that are really enjoying themselves, and forget about the rest of your audience. So, guys, remember, build your business, make more money, and live your dreams. Be genuine, be real, and as always, be awesome. I'll see you in the next module. Bye-bye, everyone. Take care.